Dominic. In the last decade or so, Salem has become the poster child of positive development of an older urban city and is the envy of many other communities on the North Shore and the Commonwealth. Tourism and tourism dollars play an important role in this success story. With our 400th anniversary in mind, what can Salem do to improve the downtown experience for residents and tourists alike?
So I think Salem invests a lot in supporting ourselves as an economy that's not just for visitors, but also for people that live here and want to be in a place that's vibrant year-round, that's exciting year-round, that has great places to eat, to shop, museums to see. And I think that really starts with our small business community and supporting them and their growth. As we approach the quadricentennial of Salem 400, as we say Salem 400 plus, because it recognizes that Salem, there are people living here more than 400 years ago, and we want to recognize the history of all the peoples that were in this land. I was proud to be part of the initiative over the last 10 years that started the formation of Salem 400 plus, hiring the Signature Parks coordinator, hiring the Salem 400 coordinator to make sure that pressing work continued. We hit a little road bump with COVID, but they're now moving back forward with that, and I think that we need to make sure that's a priority. As we start to see more visitors downtown, like I said, how we export the costs for those visitors onto the visitors themselves is really important conversation to have. We have, just as a quick example, a pay-by-app system on our parking meters, and if you're a visitor coming to Salem in October on a Saturday parking on Washington Street, you're paying the same per hour as a Salem resident parking on Washington Street on a Saturday in March. That shouldn't be the case. If you're paying if you're parking in a premium spot in October and you're a visitor to our community, we had the ability with that app to make sure that you're paying a little bit more. And that's how we can start to move some of those costs off of the residents and onto the visitors and invest more in our downtown to make sure that it's clean, welcoming, and well-maintained.
Thank you. Neil.
I think the influx of newer residents to the city over the last 10 or 15 years shows great promise in terms of our ability of the downtown to rebound from what has been an extended, I won't use the word slump, but I would extended period of not having reached its potential. I don't think I need to recount all of the pain that the city went through with the bricking in of the Essex Street Mall and the decline of the retail businesses downtown. It's been exacerbated by not only by the mall, but by online shopping and things of that nature. But I think the arrival of new people who live in and around or relatively close proximity to the downtown is a plus. And in speaking from someone from an older generation who doesn't go downtown as often as I did when I was younger, I think it's an opportunity for us to take a lesson for those people who have moved here into develop programs and make some physical changes, if necessary, to what's going on in downtown to make it more attractive, to reconnect the Peabody Essex Museum, some of the historic sites, with people who live here so that they have a better downtown experience. I know a lot of people who avoid going downtown for a variety of different reasons because they haven't psychologically gotten past the part of what downtown used to be. It's not going to be what it was in the 1960s. It's going to be something new and exciting and vibrant, and I think we need to embrace that.
Thank you.